Oprah Winfrey once said, "It's much easier for me to make major life multi-million dollar decisions than it is to decide on a carpet for my front porch. That's the truth." How are you at decision making? Are you deliberate and thoughtful? Perhaps you're impulsive and you like to make snap decisions. Do you trust yourself, or are you paralyzed until you get input from a friend or a trusted advisor? What is the right way to make a decision anyway? Conventional wisdom has one answer, neuroscience has another. The time-honored model of making smart choices is to make a list of pros and cons. We set emotion aside. We study the situation and weigh the variables. We reason our way to a sound decision. But honing your skill in rational decision-making, evaluating and judging options free of emotion and desire, might not be the most rational approach after all. When you take rational decision-making to an extreme, it starts to look a lot like irrational indecision. Consider a man researchers call Elliot, the epitome of rational thinking gone awry. Elliot is legendary in the neuroscience world. He was smart, successful, a good decision-maker. Until one day in 1982, when surgeons removed a tumor from Elliot's brain, they cut into a critical part of his brain called the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, which essentially deleted Elliot's capacity to experience emotion. He had become, in the words of neurologist Antonio Damasio, a dispassionate, uninvolved spectator. According to the classical theory of rational thinking, this vacuum of emotional capacity should have made Elliot a model of good decision-making. He was intelligent, his mental skills were exquisitely sharp, he had no emotion to cloud his thinking. Yet without emotion to guide his judgment, he was incapable of making even the simplest decision. Elliot became impossible to be around. His family fell apart, he got fired from his job, he went bankrupt. All because he could no longer feel emotion, that critical element that makes decision-making possible. Decisions require value judgments, and those value judgments are typically based in emotion. When you boil decision-making down to its most basic function, it's about prediction, right? Which decision does your experience tell you is going to feel right? A team of neuroscientists devised an ingenious experiment to explore just how useful feeling is to decision-making. Their conclusion? Very useful. Emotion, they found, is a powerful channel for revealing wisdom that hasn't yet surfaced in our conscious awareness. Here's how it worked. Researchers gave a group of subjects $2,000 and four decks of cards. As players turned over a card, it told them whether they'd increased or decreased their money. They believed it was random, but of course it was rigged. The two blue decks had fewer winning cards. As subjects made their draws, the research team took readings of skin temperature and clamminess to gauge nervousness and anxiety levels. What the scientists found was astonishing. After drawing only 10 cards, the players began experiencing unconscious anxiety when their hand reached for the wrong deck. Yet it took, on average, about 50 draws before the players started making a conscious decision to reach for a lucrative deck, and 80 draws before they could explain why. It took reason 50 cards, it took emotion just 10. The player's non-conscious mind very quickly grasped that there was a pattern and that drawing from one of the blue decks meant losing money, and that didn't feel so good. It turns out that less thinking and more awareness of emotion, intuition, and gut instinct is what makes for really good decisions. When my husband and I chanced on an opportunity to buy a cabin in the North Woods several years ago, we faced a big decision. On paper, it made no sense. By all rational criteria, we should have said, cute place, not interested. Instead, we took a deep breath and signed on the dotted line. Something told us we'd regret it if we passed up this opportunity. Turns out that something was an emotional instinct that has paid us back 1,000 times over. We now live here year-round, on a beautiful lake, on a tiny lot with a steep driveway that can be pretty rough when the snow flies, and a costly new septic system that froze up a few winters ago. Still, best decision we ever made. Not that we're surprised, we just had a feeling.